House panel is investigating a half a billion dollar loan to a company called Solyndra. Solyndra is a solar, or was a solar panel manufacturer. They got $535 million from the Obama administration in order to create green jobs. But Solyndra declared bankruptcy last week, and the FBI has since raided its headquarters. Here's Republican Congressman Michael Burgess. He's speaking at a House committee hearing yesterday.
And we all know the stimulus bill was about shovel-ready projects. It appeared that the shovel that this project was ready for was to bury it somewhere.
We're now joined by Todd Zwillick, Takeaway's Washington correspondent. Todd, what exactly are they investigating here? Are they investigating misconduct on the part of the White House, or simply a mistake in giving this loan to a company that wasn't stable?
Celeste, it appears to be the latter. There have been some suggestions from some members of Congress that not only was this loan guarantee to Solyndra, as you mentioned, rushed, possibly because big Democratic donors were also investors in the company, but more that they made a bad call. Now, it is true that big Democratic bundlers are people who collect a lot of donations from other folks and bundle them into big, you know, $250,000, $300,000 lumps and give them to a campaign like the Obama campaign in 2008 or the Democratic National Committee or the Republican National Committee, for that matter. They operate on both sides. And there was one major bundler who is a major bundler for the Obama campaign who was also an investor in this company. However, Democrats were quick to point out there's also a major Republican donor who is an investor in this company who probably is going to lose big as well. What they're really investigating for the most part is how the Department of Energy's committees that review these loan guarantees under the Stimulus Act made such a bad call, how they threw $535 million at a company that was touted as the vanguard of the new green energy economy that the president ran on and said he wanted to be at the forefront of an economic recovery. How did they, just two short years later, file bankruptcy and go bust? How could they possibly do that? And by the way, the taxpayers might be last in line to get their money back. That's what Congress is concerned about.
It seems to me like the argument is shaking out that the White House says when you're investing in new technologies, there's an inherent risk. And Republicans, like here, we're going to hear Representative Mike Pompeo of Kansas speaking to the deputy director of the White House Budget Office. It appears that the GOP line here is that this is just irresponsible. Take a listen.
Just yes or no, do you both just treat this as just the normal cost of doing business? Is that how you think this failure at Solyndra, you just think this was the normal cost, Mr. Zients?
It's not normal. It's a very disappointing outcome, but it comes with the terrain of backing innovative technologies.
Yep. It's part of what happens when the government gets involved in things like this. I agree.
Is that how this argument is shaking out?
It is in many ways. Now, Pompeo there was questioning, you heard him say, Dave Zients, he's deputy director of the Office of Management and Budget. That's the White House Budget Office. The other guy who was testifying was a man named Jonathan Silver. He's head of the Energy Department's Loan Guarantee Program, basically the guy in charge of approving these kinds of loans that Solyndra got. Now, the arguments are severalfold. One of the major concerns of Republicans is that the approval for this $535 million loan for Solyndra back in January and February of 2009, right when President Obama took office, was rushed through, and that the proper reviews were not done because they wanted to have a big ribbon cutting and have the vice president attend, which he ultimately did, by the way, via video link, because they really wanted to use Solyndra as a billboard, as I said, for the new green economy and the Stimulus Act, the Economic Recovery Act. So concerns that it was rushed through, the OMB, the White House Budget Office, knocked that down as much as they could and said, first of all, Solyndra's application to DOE, most of it was in the Bush administration. We didn't rush anything through. We did a lot of due diligence. There were some emails, however, released to the Washington Post, where it's clear that staff members for the vice president are leaning on the White House Budget Office saying, when are you going to have it done? When are you going to have it done? White House Press Secretary Jay Carney yesterday said that had nothing to do with reviewing their creditworthiness or market worthiness. This had to do with scheduling, because it's a big deal to schedule the vice president to be somewhere, the Secret Service, and to get these events going. So that's on rushing of the approval, Celeste. But what went wrong? That was really your question. What the heck happened that you guys tossed $500 million at a company, and 2 years later, it went belly up. And the answer to that from Silver really was this. One, the price of silicon. Here's something that's interesting. Most solar panels in the world are made with silicon, but Solyndra doesn't use silicon. And the price of silicon at the time that this was approved was really, really high. Well, Silver said that right after the loan was approved, the price of silicon on the world market bottomed out. And that made traditional solar panels much, much cheaper on the world market. Also, the economy in Europe started to collapse, where Solyndra's main market was for selling their new kinds of solar panels. And third, and he said this is the most important thing, China, the world's leading manufacturer of solar panels, especially the traditional kind with silicon that Solyndra was trying to compete with, they are subsidizing their solar panel industry to the tune of $20 billion a year. The only way an American technology company can compete with that kind of state supportive industry is to have these kinds of loan guarantees. So you heard Pompeo with his skepticism, not only of the Stimulus Act itself, but also of the government, as he says, picking winners and losers and supporting a green energy company. Well, the Obama administration says if we don't, they'll never compete because the Chinese are dumping money into their industry.
Right. Except that there is the fear now that what this is going to become is an argument that in the end ends up hurting any green energy business. Take a listen here to Congressman Ed Markey during that subcommittee hearing.
The majority has chosen to politicize this program, and it is attempting to discredit clean energy the same way they have tried to do to climate science. It is that simple.
Is it that simple, Todd?
Ed Markey certainly thinks it is, and he's a big champion of green technology. A lot of the hearing was about the how this loan was approved, as I said, and a lot of it was about what Republicans see as the folly of government subsidies for private industry, which really is sort of a knock on loan guarantees and the Stimulus Act itself. So Markey is partly right, but they're also focused on other things. And by the way, a lot of Democrats want to know why the CEO of Solyndra was in their office just 2 years ago saying the company was healthy. And then it tanked. And you know what? He's going to testify next week.
Todd Zwillick, our Takeaway Washington correspondent. He's talking about the company Solyndra, which is a solar power panel manufacturer. Got a $535 million loan from the government and then went belly up. Thanks, Todd.
My pleasure.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.